Teacher diversity is a challenge for school systems across the country. About 80% of all public school teachers in the United States are white, and that number is higher in our region. WSHU's Eric Schmid reports how the lack of diversity in front of the classroom hurts students.
Vivette Dukes always knew the importance of education, even from a young age.
Like my mother would say, you have two strikes against you. You're black and you're a girl. Education is the one thing, like no one can dispute that.
Dukes is a first-generation American. Both her parents are Jamaican, and she grew up in Elmont on Long Island. From kindergarten through 12th grade, she went through school without seeing many teachers who looked like her.
I missed out. By no stretch of the imagination am I saying, like, yeah, I'm fine with it. I missed out.
She's now a teacher herself, and she's upset that this is still a problem 25 years later. 4 out of every 5 teachers in the United States are white, according to a 2016 report from the National Center for Education Statistics. And at least 90% of teachers in Connecticut, Long Island, and New York's Lower Hudson Valley are white. At the same time, minorities make up nearly half of public school students in the region. Advocates say diverse teachers help Latino and Black students the most because they challenge traditional racial biases.
They may be the one or two few examples of excellence who's not a rapper, a basketball player, any other stereotypical image of what you can be in America as a Black person.
A study from Johns Hopkins University in 2017 found Black students are more likely to graduate high school if they have at least one Black teacher, and the same holds true for Hispanic students. Brandy Scott is a former teacher and assistant superintendent who's taught across Long Island. She's now a consultant and the president of the Long Island Black Educators Association.
When a young person sits in the classroom and sees someone who is like themselves, they see a reflection of themselves and thus impact upon their self-esteem.
She says white students also benefit from teachers of color. Constance Evelyn, a veteran educator and superintendent of the Valley Stream 13 School District on Long Island, agrees.
It's important for young people, all young people, to see what is achievable by all Americans.
So if having more diverse teachers benefits young students so much, why aren't there more of them?
It is about access. It has always been about access to these positions.
Access means a few different things. It does mean direct access to teaching and administrative jobs, but it also refers to the pipeline teachers follow into schools. Rebecca Good is the dean of the Relay Graduate School of Education in Connecticut. Relay is a higher education network that offers affordable and flexible ways to earn teaching credentials. Good says the lack of minority teachers is systemic.
We know that young children, particularly young children of color in our country, are not acquiring all the knowledge that they need to be successful.
She says minority students do not perform well, in part because there are no minority teachers. And that makes it hard for students of color to become teachers themselves.
Then when I want to become a teacher, I'm provided a test that I've already shown throughout my life that I have gaps and I wasn't taught all of the material to be successful.
The hurdles don't stop there. Good says most aspiring teachers need more than just an undergraduate degree, and obtaining a teacher certification is often difficult and expensive, and a key barrier for aspiring teachers of color. Even with certification, jobs aren't easy to come by for Black and brown teachers. Brandy Scott says school boards unconsciously hire white teachers over teachers of color.
I know from being on the other side of the table that often people value realizing it when a candidate walks into the room who may be of a different ethnic group. You can see by the body actions their reaction.
She trails off with clenched hands and an arched back to mimic the discomfort of administrators. Achieving teacher diversity is no easy task. Good says there's confusion over who can actually diversify teaching staffs.
People want, they want a quick fix, right? But it's not a quick fix because we are trying to close gaps that were established over decades and decades.
She says the different stakeholders in education, parents, teachers, administrators, lawmakers, boards of education, and more, need to understand how they can individually and collectively affect change. But for Dukes, change is still theoretical.
All of this right now is just talk, and it's research, and it looks great on paper.
She hopes it turns into something more than just an academic exercise. Eric Schmid, WSHU News.